on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
Sister, who's the only one?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and I'm in studio broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday, the 24th day of November 2013. We're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I tell you, it is weird to be back in the nice, warm studio, not the 30-degree freezing, sleeting Dallas 50th JFK anniversary, and I just want to thank the good Lord above, all of you out there, for your prayers that we made it back safe and sound without too many injuries. It was wild. And I will talk about what happened in Dallas and being attacked by the sheriff's deputies at the start of the second hour today. But I'm from Dallas, but I don't really follow Dallas anymore. I love Austin. And a senior police officer, I knew he was senior, basically ordered the barricades open per court order after the ceremonies were over to allow the general public back in, including us, for our demonstration. Because folks had filed lawsuits and injunctions for their own groups, so it opened it up to all the groups. And the feds responded with their deputized sheriff's deputies to attack us. And then they had all their insignias off wearing solid black. I didn't really know who they were. Some of them had insignias, but they were in the back. And I was like, the Dallas police just rioted on us after letting us in. This is a setup. And then the Dallas police were like, no, it's the sheriff's department. And the Dallas police were like totally freaked out. They were right there when it happened. And the Dallas police were like, what are you doing? And they just started punching us and hitting us and attacking people with small children. I mean, there's high-def video of it from three different angles up on Infowars.com. And you can see it all. But the video that went viral, because it was on Ustream, was like 10 minutes later when we're around the corner and they're still coming up and shoving us and stuff. That's the video that's viral, not the high-def one we got uploaded that night that shows it from a rooftop. We had a hotel room up there and heard noises, and John Bound got a camera and shot the whole melee as it began. But then we had high-def cameras on the ground. But obviously it is the video that is going viral out there, is the Ustream of the end of the incident. But that's all up on Infowars.com. And it's a case point example of media deception. Because the Dallas Morning News says we were trying to break through the barricades, and the valiant police, the sheriff's deputies, stopped us, and that we were hurting pedestrians and blocking them. Just absolute, total, and complete BS. And John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast AM and a famous voiceover person, a great guy, he was there to see what happened, and he is just blown away by their lies. So the article, Sheriff's Department Lies About Assault on Peaceful Protesters. In fact, I don't even think that's still on the front page of Infowars.com. We need to get, you guys should call Kurt. He's the one that's on this Sunday, writing a bunch of important articles for the site. I forgot to tell him to leave that back. No, actually, he did link to it in the Today on the Alex Jones Show area. It's impose an iron-fisted censorship, and then that links to the all the videos. So he did indeed just intuitively do that. So that is up on Infowars.com in the listen area. Now, quite frankly, the reason I'm going to talk about this in the second hour is it's not very important compared to the other big news we've got on the Middle East with Iran, this new peace deal with Israel and Saudi Arabia threatening to attack Iran. And we've got big Obamacare news, big open borders news, big Common Core news, two articles on Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5. They want idiots, so folks don't know what's happening to them. Sixth graders polled on gay marriage, abortion, and gun control. And Common Core Obama biography portrays whites, all whites, as racist. That's what they're teaching kids right now.
Alex Jones.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all of them.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this November 24th, 2013, original live Sunday transmission. It's 4:07 Central Standard Time right now, and we'll be here for the next 2 hours as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, then back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, listings and all the information at InfoWars.com/show. You'll find the podcast there, free video feeds, free audio feeds, free iPhone and Android apps, InfoWars.com/show. Or you can also just go to the listen page. It has all the same information. I've got a very important report for you today coming up at the start of the next hour that illustrates government corruption, but also illustrates government doing the right thing in some cases and how the two different systems clash with each other, just like it does in every other area of life, whether it's family or business or church or dating. Now, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly out there. And it also deals with just incredible propaganda and deception. And I happen to be right, smack dab in the middle of it. I'm in the news every day in major establishment papers and national television demonizing us, attacking us, because the old World War II saying of fighter bomber pilots and bomber pilots was that they would fly towards the flak clouds, towards the guns firing on them. For those that don't know what flak is, it's large shells they fire up into the atmosphere at the level that the aircraft are coming in that explode and then begin falling down in clouds of metal debris that goes right through the metal of the aircraft, right through the engines to devastating effect. And in World War II, the fighter bomber pilots, like my dad's dad, would steer directly into the black clouds, directly into the metal and into the Messerschmitts and the Focke-Wulfs to then drop their bombs. And so when someone's under attack by the entire establishment, like Ted Cruz or Ron Paul or Rand Paul or Alex Jones or Matt Drudge or any other libertarian constitutionalist, that's because we're simply mainline Americans. In fact, if you study somebody like John F. Kennedy, who died in 1963, 50 years and 2 days ago in Dallas, Texas, he would be considered more conservative than Ronald Reagan. Cut taxes by 50%, not 20%. Stuff like that. That shows how far this country's gotten towards socialism with a fascist system on top of it. I didn't know, and I'm just now able to see all the high-def video before I was attacked by sheriff deputies, and women and children were also attacked by Dallas sheriff deputies. I was able to say, you know, it looked like the police chief, but I don't know who the Dallas police chief is. Let me see the Dallas police chief, and they looked it up. I was up there for the 50th anniversary coverage, and it was David O. Brown, chief of police, who came up to me on video. It was on the live stream, too. Folks watched this during my live radio/TV show Friday afternoon about 1:30 and said, yes, the ceremony's been over for 30 minutes. We're going to open the barricades up per the judge's order that demonstrators be allowed in after the demonstration and after the official memorial. The crowds had all left. And he said, we're opening it up. And he was very friendly and very nice. Then there was a big argument 30 minutes later with the feds ordering the Dallas police to remove us. They didn't. So at the courthouse, we have video of all this. They had 50 sheriff's deputies and other feds in black uniforms with no insignia attack us. They didn't even say, go leave. They just came over, lined up, and literally attacked everyone. They said, go now, and then boom, started pushing. And by the time, and the crowd did not even really resist, they began shoving men, women, and children in the face. We're going to go over all of that coming up in the next hour. And not so much because it's a story we're involved in. Again, you can just search my name, Alex Jones, into Google, click news. There's probably 20 news stories a day, and we don't cover them. Because it's not interesting when White House, you know, Fed propaganda arms make stuff up or exaggerate things we've said or whatever. I mean, that's just not news. It is news when the Dallas Morning News and other TV stations literally, and I have the news articles, literally came out and said that we attacked the police and that we tried to rush in during the ceremony, which is total bull. It had been over for about 45 minutes at that point. And again, a few weeks ago, a judge via a lawsuit said there's going to be an injunction unless the city of Dallas, and by the way, the police department did not agree with the mayor. They said, the mayor, you've got to let people hand out flyers in Dallas. The mayor didn't want you to be able to hand out flyers for 2 days before or 2 days after the ceremony and wanted the whole city to be a non-free speech zone, constitution-free zone. And I talked to police on camera that said, well, we're not enforcing that. It's unconstitutional. So, I mean, I'm not here saying the Dallas police are angels or anything, but they upheld the Constitution pretty good. Dallas police chief smiles real friendly. He goes, nope, you're right. As soon as they give us a word, you can go in. We go in. Everything's great. We're talking to the Dallas cops, waiting to go finally into Dealey Plaza. We got through one of the checkpoints that was a few blocks back. And then they were, here come the feds ordering around the auxiliary sheriff department with their establishment liberal Janet Reno wannabe sheriff. She's one of those types. And is very socialistic on record. Lupe something, I forget her full name. I looked her up. I saw her out there, and she's literally a Fed. And our sheriff deputies are now federal minions who literally look like something out of Central Casting. If I was Stanley Kubrick and I was going to try to cast a movie of a futuristic police state where convicts have been recruited to be sheriff deputies, I mean, these guys look like something out of a movie. And there was like a father, a little girl on his shoulders. They were trying to push him over with her. They had some guy ramming his head into a wall. They would push people up against. Now, see, this footage is later right here. This is what everybody keeps showing that we're showing right now is like 10 minutes later. So what I'm going to do is tomorrow on the nightly news, by then we'll have all the high def video, the rest of it, of the police chief saying go in, of us being peaceful, of the whole deal. Because for some reason, what everybody shows, what everybody promotes, what everybody keeps showing is after they push us around the block and we're still attacking us, which is where I blow up at them and stuff, and is certainly interesting. But again, I'm going to come back and get into all the real important news, and next hour I'll spend a couple segments on this. But I'm going to go through chronological order with the high-def video and show the Dallas police chief saying, that's right, That's right. That's true. And as soon as we can, we're going to open the barricades. He goes, sir, barricades are open. You're absolutely right. Please go in now. Now it's time for your demonstration. And then the feds came over, told the Dallas police to kick us out. The Dallas police said no, right in front of us. So 10 minutes later, here comes deputized feds to attack us in the heart of Dallas, Texas. I mean, that's an issue of separation of powers between cities and counties. That's an issue of federal versus state, 10th Amendment. I mean, it really, 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 really shows on so many fronts just how much this country has degenerated and how the media sits there and manipulates. It doesn't matter if the Dallas police chief follows what the judge said. It doesn't matter if all the crowds are already gone in the media. This was all about the government and the establishment media controlling the event, only putting out the official story when 90% of Americans in the average poll believe there was more than one shooter. Everyone I talked to in Dallas for the days we were there. Police from all over the country came. Firefighters, none of them buy the official story because they're not stupid. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up at the end of this segment, I'm going to give out the toll-free number for folks that want to call in about the different subjects I'm about to throw out there on this live Sunday broadcast. Let me just read you some of the headlines here. That's probably the best way to just give you an idea of what we got to cover today. Nuclear agreement may result in Israel and Saudi Arabia attacking Iran. That's Infowars.com, linked to the Jerusalem Post and to statements by the Times of London. And, of course, that was earlier in the week that they said that if a peace deal was reached that they didn't like, that's Israel and Saudi Arabia, if they didn't like it, a peace deal reached with Iran, that they would then probably launch a military attack, and that nuclear weapons have been transferred from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia for possible use against Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not even on U.S. news, basically. I mean, it's in the news that they had the peace deal in France by the group of five plus one meeting in Geneva. That's what they call the group, G20, G6, G7, G8, P5 plus one, all those diplomatic terms. And they've made a deal to have inspectors dismantle any of their program above 5% enrichment. You can't do anything. You got to have 90% enrichment. This is a major, major step towards peace. And, of course, Obama is going to double-cross folks. The so-called right is responding and saying, oh, my gosh, Obama's selling us out to Iran. No, this is all meant to make it look like they've tried diplomacy before they attack Iran. Okay, and let me just give you the inside scoop, and I told you this years ago, okay? From my military sources, high level, nuclear weapons, the different components, and the fissile material have been transferred by Pakistan and Russia over the last decade to Iran. Iran, for at least 6 years, has atomic warheads and delivery systems. This is a literal political distraction right now. The truth is Iran is using Hezbollah to go after Israel through Syria and Lebanon and other areas. That's what this is all about. Using al-Qaeda against Syria is all about taking out Iran's ally. And again, I'm not a fan of what the mullahs are up to. I'm not a fan of Bashar Assad. But I got to be honest, Bashar Assad compared to the mullahs is very moderate. And compared to al-Qaeda, he's an angel. So it's kind of like al-Qaeda, mullahs, Assad. And then you've got publicly, Israel and the United States and NATO and the French at the head of it, arming for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. Al-Qaeda forces out of Iraq, Jordan, Israel, and Turkey. Turkey's involved big time as well. All with a plan to carve up Syria in at least 2 to 3 pieces. Probably 4 or 5. You have the Kurds a piece of it, Turkey a piece of it, Iraq a piece of it, Jordan a piece of it. Israel a piece, more of the Golan, and a big water area with some aquifers and rivers they want. I mean, this is all about carving up the country and then giving al-Qaeda a small piece of it as well. I mean, that is immoral. And especially when we're losing all our rights because of the so-called al-Qaeda threat. And then meanwhile, our loving government is literally giving them heat-seeking missiles that can take down aircraft. So that's the type of issue that we're dealing with here. And I've actually studied the geopolitical ramifications of this. I read what actually comes out in the policy reports in Israel, what comes out of NATO, what the CFR reports on, what Brzezinski's saying. I mean, I really study like I'm a diplomat or something. And then I love the public who just watches football all day. Will be like, kill them Arabs when the Iranians or Persians and stuff like that. Just having no understanding. It's like George Bush when he went, yes, we've got to defeat Iran and Al-Qaeda. We've got to defeat Shiite Iran. And that would be like saying that Barack Obama was white or something, or that the Redskins were the Cowboys. I mean, it was or that Christmas is Easter or something. I mean, it's so ridiculous in the Muslim world, but even the rest of the world, to say that Iran is their arch enemy, the Sunnis. Al-Qaeda is Sunni Wahhabist. 80% of Islam is Sunni. About 1% was Wahhabis, but they took the whole thing over. Very radical group. That's Al-Qaeda. They're total archenemies with Shiite Islam. That believes you've got to have a lineage to Muhammad to be part of the priest class and all the rest of it. I'm not going to get into it. It's just that, I mean, our media thinks you're so stupid. And I guess Bush was so dumb or was lying. I don't know. But he would get up in press conferences with the president of Afghanistan, the neighbor to India, and say, we got to get Iran funding Al-Qaeda. And Karzai, who's a total minion of the establishment, didn't want to buck him, but he'd be like, Your Excellency, I apologize, but those are two different groups, just because it was so ridiculous. And they're still doing it today, ladies and gentlemen. Our government has been hijacked by foreign banks. They're dismantling our republic in front of everyone. They are literally funding Al-Qaeda worldwide to take over Egypt, oust their secular government. The list goes on and on. But I'll tell you who does know about this, because they've been fighting them for so long, fighting Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda, is our military and our special forces. They are beside themselves the last 2.5 years. And the last 6 months, they've been actually physically training them, not just delivering arms, in Jordan at giant bases. I told you that 6 months or more before it came out in the Associated Press. From my special forces context, they are literally training them in urban warfare and how to blow up police stations and kill civilians and do sabotage. And a lot of them are committing suicide instead of not following the order. Why not go public? Why not speak out? Instead, these special forces people are killing themselves instead of not following the order. Because here's the deal. They go into these training bases. This has even come out in the news. And it's jihadis that brag, oh, I killed you people in Iraq, and I'm going to go to America next. There's all these videos of them chanting, oh, we love you, bin Laden. After we take down Syria and Assad, we're coming America, we're coming Israel. And the military is in there training them and just flipping out. Do you imagine being in commando bases in Turkey and in Jordan and in Iraq, training brigade-level groups of Al-Qaeda per month, 4,000-plus per month, to then lead other squads of jihadis? I mean, the military is freaking out, and you've seen them in the news speaking out, but that's why there's a major awakening, because the general public doesn't know Sunni versus Shiite. They don't know Al-Qaeda versus Hezbollah. They don't know those groups hate each other more than they even hate us. And so the general public doesn't know the three branches of government. The general public doesn't know who their congressperson is on average. The average person, I've seen statistics, like 80-something percent of high school seniors don't even know who the first president was. So the establishment can just get away with all this, but with the actual operators, the actual military, I mean, they are absolutely having a meltdown, and they should be. I'm having a meltdown. I'm having a meltdown every day, being called a conspiracy theorist because I know the facts, 100%. Not my opinion. I'm right, period. And our government, especially under Obama, is just Al-Qaeda-ing Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is, and they're building a giant army of them, and even having them threaten the Russians if they don't do what the West says publicly. I'm going to explain it all when we come back, give out the number, take your phone calls, but this could cause World War III. That's the issue.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Vibrates radiation. Vibrates blood proteins. Breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. And here are the articles up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Kurt Nimmo's article boils it all down and has the links to all the public announcements that Israel and Saudi Arabia, that runs al-Qaeda publicly and supports them and is using them to attack their neighbors, their Shiite neighbors, in Iran and in Syria, as well as trying to overthrow secular governments in places like Egypt and other areas. This is how the export revolution, Saudi Arabia didn't exist till 1933, didn't begin to exist till 1903, when a group of Bedouins got hired by British intelligence to take over areas from the Ottoman Empire. They created Saudi Arabia. And now they're going to take over the entire Middle East and make it al-Qaeda lobbyist. And then they're going to have Al-Qaeda attack us under orders from Saudi intelligence. And then the government will take our rights when Al-Qaeda attacks us. And they had the head of their intelligence, Prince Bandar, came out publicly to the Russian government a month ago and said, you will let us take over Syria or we'll blow up the Olympics. That's how dumb they think you are. See how that works? The Saudis attack us on 9/11. The government opens the door for it. And then they attack their enemy, secular Iraq, where the hijackers didn't even come from. I mean, this is and Bush said that Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's the opposite group. And it's like telling a child that, you know, a puppy, it's like telling a two-year-old that a puppy is a horse. And maybe a two-year-old will go, okay, that's a horse. And in the rest of their life, I guess, until somebody tells them better, they'll think that a chihuahua is a horse. I mean, when the American public is in the situation we're in because you're experts on baseball and football and acting cool, but you have no idea how the world really works. And I'm not talking to my usual listeners, but just the general public out there. We're in a lot of trouble here, okay, because the Joint Chiefs of Staff are on record sending Dempsey a month and a half ago, the alternative media stopped the escalation of war against Syria and a U.S. Air Force backing Al-Qaeda publicly, that the Russians were rolling in all sorts of high-tech weapons and were saying, we've sent our ships in and we're prepared for nuclear war. Because Syria is their last port in the Mediterranean, and they understand they're going to then use Syria that borders Russia and borders the Caucasus to start injecting Al-Qaeda into the underbelly of Russia. Al-Qaeda is the black op army of British intelligence, and then now they've been adopted since 1979 by the United States and Zbigniew Brzezinski on record. They're used to take down the Serbs and take one-third of Serbia. That was Al-Qaeda. Serbs fought back against Al-Qaeda. The media called it slaughters. Took one-third of the country, gave it to Albania. That's Al-Qaeda. They use Al-Qaeda against every country. They use Al-Qaeda against Pakistan. They use Al-Qaeda against India. They use Al-Qaeda against the Russians. They use Al-Qaeda against us. This is how the big banks, how do you bring down America and Europe? You fund terrorists that blow stuff up. You're 10 parts removed so you can't get caught, even though it comes out later. You have plausible deniability, and then you re-engineer the whole society, sell tanks and robots to every police department, make everybody a potential terrorist, get rid of due process, put in naked body scanners, have total NSA spying, and then go, oh, guess what? It's not for Al-Qaeda anymore. It's for the Tea Party, gun owners, returning veterans. It's for you, this whole apparatus. I told you all before it ever happened, because the RAND Corporation, since the 80s, but particularly in the 90s, put out white papers like a National Stabilization Force, just look that up, National Stabilization Force, RAND Corporation, how they're going to have checkpoints and how they're going to take away all our freedom and how they're going to slowly destroy America. And I've got USA Today right here where they're buying giant armored vehicles. Look at this headline right here. I was telling folks about this years ago and then earlier this year, and they would have the White House run Media Matters and MSNBC come out and say this did not exist. 70, just the weapon systems cost $70,000, heavy machine guns on the top, you name it, $500,000 a piece, heavy armored vehicles, the heaviest new ones, delivered by Homeland Security to every major department, and they're claiming that it was surplus. No, it's not. I told you about, so remember, they denied all of this. They denied this was going on, the billions of bullets, the training to take us on, all their training manuals. And then now they go, oh, actually, we are spying on everything you do. We are getting armored vehicles and bullets. It is for you. You are terrorists. Here it is, AP, spoils of war. Police getting leftover Iraq trucks. Yeah, leftover, right. Coming soon to your local sheriff, 18-ton armored protection military fighting vehicle. Even departments as small as a few dozen deputies, even towns of just 4,000 or 5,000 people are getting helicopters and armored vehicles, and they're training folks for total war. And guess what all the public training manuals say? Gun confiscation. Oh, but there's nothing to worry about. Everything's fine, ladies and gentlemen. Eisenhower warned us of the technological elite that was in control of the military-industrial complex. In his full 21-minute speech, everybody just, here's the thing about beware the military-industrial complex and that its threat will persist and continue to persist into the future, that they were taking over the whole culture. Because they just gone to Eisenhower and said, we want to stage terror attacks all over America. This was declassified in 2000. And then bring in martial law. And he said, you're all fired. That was right before he left office. And then the next group under those guys, L.L. Lemninser and others, went to Kennedy. And Kennedy said, you're fired. And they said, no, you're fired. And you know what they did. Eisenhower's like, no, we're not going to have a fascist coup in America. Just back in the 30s, they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee, where the Nazis almost overthrew the U.S., but the Marine Corps top general, they tried to hire him to be the new president in the takeover, and he blew the whistle. But it would have been such a shakeup that it remained classified, but for only a couple of years, and they had hearings on it. The McCormick-Dickstein Committee, you can actually watch the old film footage. Is some of it's online, and it's some of the first film footage out from newsreels of it, with the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner Smedley Butler going, I was supposed to lead a team of 500,000 Marines, current and former, with the Army to overthrow the U.S. and create a fascist dictatorship. We would then link up with Adolf Hitler. You tell the average yuppie that, drooling on the side of the road, they have no idea they tried it in the late 30s, mid and late 30s. They have no idea they tried it in 1960 and then in 1963. And now they've just done it. And they think you're so stupid that I've been told they don't even care I'm on the air. That's how pathetic they think you are. I'm telling you absolute truth. On the record. And they're bringing this in, folks, because they're going to take your pension funds. All you baby boomers, you're going to get nothing when they're done. They're going to federalize it to protect it, take 20-30% the first round. A few years later, 20-30% more. By the time you're done, you'll get 10% of what you were going to get on purpose. It's already been done in Europe. And you just remember, you were told this. They're putting this in to impoverish you as a tool of political control. So I want to get your take on this. Israel and Saudi Arabia teamed up, and I guess I'm supposed to support Israel. So I salute Al-Qaeda, and I support Israel. I salute Israel. And I think it's good that Israel and the U.S. and NATO are funding Al-Qaeda and linked up with Saudi Arabia and are openly preparing to nuke Iran. And I think it'll be great when Russia responds and there's a nuclear war with China as well. And India and Pakistan have said they're going to nuke each other. And I think this is really a great idea. In fact, let me just give a round of applause to the establishment. This is a great idea. Wonderful plan, New World Order. Wonderful plan. Here's the only problem. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff actually must love his grandchildren because he went to Obama on the eve of the strikes that were going to start World War III. And the Pentagon was on record saying there's a good chance this will start a nuclear war. And we don't want to back Al-Qaeda. And we have a mutiny of officers. Well, Obama's just purged dozens of top generals and admirals since then who wouldn't back Al-Qaeda. So there's a major underground war going on, like Dr. Strangelove for real right now. Okay, and that's what matters. Not mainstream news saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist, and I'm not joking. We're going to cover that when we come back. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. For first-time callers, 877-789-2539.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to start going to your calls in this segment. I've got a lot of news I haven't even begun to get into yet on Obamacare, on trying to open the borders up to further devalue the currency and bankrupt the nation as part of that plan of engineered dependency. Who can deny we've been engineered towards dependency via the plan of learned helplessness and domestication, best personified by Cloward and Piven and other sociological programs of domestication But before I go any further, I'm going to get to this in the next hour and then into the attack on free speech in Dallas and how it's happening systematically across the world. But look at these headlines right here. Sixth graders polled on gay marriage, abortion, and gun control. That's a way to let the school then start putting their ideas into them under Common Core. And then we have copies of the Common Core federal curriculum. That's the control freaks that run the federal government that openly say your kids belong to them, asking questions like that. And then asking, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Indoctrinating them into the two-party system as well. This is all at InfoWars.com. Here's another one. Common Core fourth grade reading. Obama biography portrays whites as racist. All whites are racist. That's Common Core. It also teaches 2 plus 2 equals 4. And I'm actually showing for TV viewers that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com/show right now. They can see copies of this. Now, again, they think you're so dumb, they can teach your kids 2 plus 2 equals 5 to literally screw them up so that they're dumbed-down jellyfish. It's like the last decade there have been a bunch of lawsuits around the country, and look this up, where they don't want to hire cops with over 100 IQ, and it came out in court because they end up not following orders and asking questions. They want authoritarian people that will follow orders. And I got to tell you, cops are different than they used to be, especially the young ones. You run into older cops or whatever, they're sharp, they're smart. They used to want smart, you know, tough guys. Now they want dumb thugs. That doesn't mean all departments follow this, but the big ones do. They want idiots. And it is very frightening to see what's happened to this country. Very frightening. Now, I bring you to this next piece right here. Now, I was out of town Wednesday night when this broke, and I went to the Portland Tribune. When I heard it on the radio, I didn't believe this, but I went there and it's true. You heard how all over the country now they're saying that paper bags are not allowed, brown ones, because that might hurt brown people's feelings. I'm not kidding. It's like if I had a black car, it's going to make Panthers feel bad or something. Now again, this is done on purpose. These are not idiots. These political correct folks want to make everything bad except all the real discrimination against all of us by foreign offshore banks robbing our future, devaluing our dollar, getting tens of trillions in the last few years of our taxpayer money to bail out their fraudulent derivatives instead of them going to jail. So they want us divided on sex, on race, on religion, and then in the name of fighting the division, they then bring more of it in. They are racialist. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night with John B. Wells, and he made that point, and I knew this, but never said it on air, so I'm glad he reminded me. There are racists that are the toothless idiots, but then there are the racialists and the poverty pimps on record, and this is all in the Ford Foundation documents, this is public, that literally create liberation theology and make everyone think they're going to have success by being in a group, because then they can just run the leaders of those groups. The last thing they want is you thinking as an individual. Like, I'm a liberty lover and an artist and a father, not a white guy. But see, if they can just get the minority groups to attack me as a white guy, I'll then only think as a white guy, and then whatever establishment white leader there is, that's what I'll go with. Instead of, hey, you're Hispanic, I'm white or whatever, black, we want Bill of Rights, we want Second Amendment, we want family values, we want national sovereignty, we're friends, we're together, we're just the same. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, why, if you're a libertarian, you're secretly a racist. Why, if you're in the NRA, you're a Klan member. That's what they say as a talking point. When the NRA was founded to arm newly freed black slaves who were being attacked by the Klan. Fact. But see, they know that, so they flip it on its head. These are known liars, folks. These are race pimps. And sure, the mainline Republican Party, they'll do race ads and stuff, too, in politics. But, I mean, the Democratic Party are the masters of it. And I'm not even a Republican. The point is the Democratic Party is the vanguard, the cutting edge of the collectivization, balkanization of America. And here it is out of the Portland Tribune. The teachers literally bully the elementary, middle school students. That's K through 8. And they teach them that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist because it may hurt Somali or Hispanic students because another culture's food is hurtful to them. You can go read it, folks. And you're like, wow, that's crazy. But your kid doesn't know it's crazy and literally comes home and then starts bossing you around. And so what it's saying is all cultures are good but Western culture. The sandwich invented by the Earl of Sandwich, I don't know, 600 years ago. He liked to play poker and would tell him so he didn't have to sit down and eat all daintily. Hell, Europeans only started using knives and forks about 600, 700 years ago, too. So, yes, the sandwich is bad. I really apologize. Again, just hyper-aware. Oh, that sandwich. I've told you. I've been at Barton Springs, a big swimming hole, where sometimes there's 1,000 people at it, but there was like 500 people there that day. And there was a Hispanic guy and two white guys. And the Hispanic guy goes, they were obviously stoned out of their gourd. And they were totally been smoking weed, you could tell. And they're like, hey, man, let's go to that great Chinese food place. One guy goes, one of the white guys goes to the Hispanic, goes, don't say Chinese, that's racist. And they were all looking around. I mean, they think language now is racist, folks. The public's so dumbed down, we're just afraid, okay, I won't have a paper bag, I won't have a... Remember it started in San Francisco, now it's all over the country, where they tell you you can't wear American flag shirts because it hurts the Hispanics' feelings? Most Hispanics want to be Americans anyways, but it's the radical nationalism of Mexico saying Mexico, Mexico, so don't wear an American flag. You can pull that up. Students sent home for wearing American flags. Guys, search it. Listeners won't believe it. This is the magnitude of what I'm talking about. We're going to come back from break and go to your phone calls. First-time callers, of course, the number's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. There it is. Fox News, California students sent home for wearing U.S. flags on Cinco de Mayo. But then it came out in NBC News. It was period. It's. And by the way, they were Hispanic students, too. So that's what it comes down to. Total division, ladies and gentlemen. Where we're all divided and the establishment is unified and screwing us. Now, I got something exciting I'm going to announce here. It's a preliminary deal. I really want to roll this out because it is exciting. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have come out, and this is 2 years in the making, because I was going to work with one company. This is the best coffee I've ever drunk. And I got to tell you, ever drank. It is racist, though. One of the packages is a brown paper bag, organic-style bag. So it is very racist. So it is politically incorrect. I apologize. The other one's black. It's even worse. Well, the white lettering is against white people, too. And the blue is against people with blue eyes. So, and the red is against Native Americans, the American flag on it. So I apologize. It's very racist, folks. Cancer viruses and all our vaccines killing us, that's against all of us. That's not a problem. Half the blacks being aborted before they're born is not an issue. The black bag is racist. But the point is, I've come out with Wake Up America Immune Support that's got these incredible immune-boosting mushrooms in it. This is from the Chiapas Mountains in Mexico, the purest organic coffee. I've drunk hundreds of different types of coffee. This is my favorite. It took me 2 years to secure it. I've only got a certain amount of bags in and packaged. It will probably sell out. Then I won't have any more until the next coffee season. This is my favorite coffee. Two different blends. It's Arabica. Way better than Guatemalan because it's in the same type of mountains. But even better for Mexico. As organic as it gets. And it supports the Mexican farmers down there as well. And then it's roasted in Colorado. So it's really racist for supporting Hispanic farmers down there. But it's Wake Up America Immune Support. 100% organic blend with mushrooms. And Wake Up America Patriot Blend. 100% organic. Read details at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free. You can buy it in bulk. Discounted. It's very affordable. But it's the highest quality coffee. Most coffee, this quality is double the price, folks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.